Proclamation number 4521, dated the December 23rd, 1948. Cosmic changes. Where cosmic changes become known, which indicate a forthcoming natural disaster, you can also be sure to detect my working in people through prior signs, all kinds of admonitions and warnings, through clairvoyant visions by especially devout people, and through increased influences by the beings of light on those whose will is devoted to me and whose appropriate way of life enables their contact. Where natural events occur more frequently, people are also more open to my warnings, and there is usually also the motive for frequent changes in the creations of nature as a result of such natural events, because the constrained spiritual substances strive towards higher development and will reach maturity faster where people are more compliant. Yet in accordance with my eternal plan of salvation, my direct influence through the natural elements will now also affect creations of nature where this is otherwise rare. The spiritual forces, which have already been constrained for an infinitely long time, are pushing for liberation and will meet my approval. There, too, it will be announced what is to take place in nature. People will be made aware of it, although they are not interested in my admonitions and warnings, in my advice. Cosmic changes will also become apparent and could make everyone think. Seers and prophets will arise whose gift of prophecy makes them feel duty bound to mention what they see or hear through spiritual contact. But in view of free will and belief, everything will take its natural course, and even cosmic changes will be scientifically explained and therefore won't worry people. However, although every happening, every process in nature, can certainly be explained in natural terms, it will always have a spiritual reason and explanation, and it is more important to take notice of this than of the purely natural one, because you cannot stop or lessen the natural consequences with your knowledge, but you can utilize spiritual consequence for your benefit and thus calmly face the natural consequences. You will be in control of them when you believe, when you have derived the spiritual benefit from your knowledge. Then you will also be in control of nature. Do you know what that means? To be able to stop even the elements of nature willfully, which is also my will if you are sincerely united with me. And the liberated spiritual substances will also acknowledge you as master. You will also be the ruler of a matter and it will willingly subordinate itself to you. You cannot appreciate its profound meaning as yet, but when you have reached this degree it will also become clear to you what you can achieve with my strength, which will then be at your unrestricted disposal. Yet only few people will reach this degree of maturity due to their profoundly steadfast faith in me and my love, and their unlimited surrender to me. But my power and glory will reveal itself to them and they will proclaim me throughout the world. Moved by my spirit, they will always and forever speak on my behalf, because they will soon no longer be part of this world and close to their perfection. Amen.